The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cause my god thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, Suggestive of America, The Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, The Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cocos bag a thing now. Bets throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, they can't style me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is them parents did corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars with the chips and say,
from what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now.
Well, it is the Talking Heads, and it's on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. You know how to chime in. We're going to go to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break. It is Tuesday. We got the Freeport Report coming at you. We got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper chiming in, and we got lots to talk about. And whoever wants to chime in, feel free to chime in. And Anton, if you can call me, we can talk about your chairman. But more importantly, now I will hear about certain alleged resignations and contract cancellations. We can talk about that too, because I got some questions concerning that. So however you want to chime in, it's all good. I didn't forget you, my brother. All right, phone lines are open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. So, with that being said, we'll go to Freeport on the flip side of the break. And like I said, it is the Tuesday edition. And it is 4:22. So on the flip side of the break, we go to Freeport. When we finish with Freeport, I'm going to open up the lines. And we can talk about whatever. Government to end water and sewage contract. PM reveals Petty's daughter's water and sewage contract will be canceled. But I hear there's other family members that allegedly got contracts. We need to talk about that too. Okay? Secondly, allegations swirling now. Hot and heavy, and I need confirmation. I'm going to go in the newsroom and see if I get an alleged Petty resignation. Boy, I got questions with that too. Anyway, all of that and more on the flip side of the break as we go to Grand Bahama, because we got to talk about West End and Bimini and all the shenanigans that's coming out of that by-election already. All right, so we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets,
Ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so that's Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirby and Darren Cooper lined up. Can't wait to talk to those guys. What's happening, Sarah? What's happening, Darren? What's going on? You guys all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Darren is signing off.
I tell you.
So, but he's leaving it to the last second.
But Darren,
my nerves going.
Darren, I got to make sure I check on Darren before he come in. Darren, when Darren chimes in, let me know. We got Darren?
I'm in.
Now. Darren, please make sure you have at least three cough drop or when Four Foxes Mint or something, because I know you'll be doing a lot of talking, a lot of shouting. You're starting to sound like a real Baptist reverend minister. Yes, on the line. I should listen, where's Darren's voice? That don't sound like Darren. But the message is loud and clear, brother, and I appreciate what I'm seeing, man. Good stuff.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I appreciate that because I know from one to another, but it take a lot of backbone and bollocks to do what you do, bro. So I'm mad at you at all, bro.
Yes, sir.
But don't lose your voice, Darren.
Not today, no.
And Sarah, how are thou?
I am fine, darling. How are thou?
I am good. So bring me up to snuff what's going on in Grand Bahama.
Today. It's the King's 75th birthday today.
Well, you go ahead and put on your white gloves and have some tea and celebrate for you. Because you know,
trumpets and have a fabulous day.
So let us know what's going on in Grand Bahama via the Grand Bahama News. And then, of course, Darren, I got several questions for you, my brother.
Wow.
You ready? All right.
And the text line is blowing up like, okay, I'm glad Darren here. Naughty, please ask Darren. So we're going to have a please ask Darren session in a second, all right? So, Sarah, what we got, man? The government complex is open. I think the thing about it, despite the videos that I'm seeing with it lacking furnishings and so on and so forth, it looked like they threw it together. At least they got the name right. I think it was very fitting that they named it in Obi-Wan's honor.
And it had to be done. I mean, you know, the building is sitting there. They need it to get utilized and moved. So it's great news. And I'm, you know, I'm sure they have to work hard to get it going, but they need to get it going. If this, sadly, if this is what caused it to happen, there we go. But I'm very happy about the name. And it's very, very fitting for Obi. He was a great guy. So he would be very pleased. And also that they were bringing services down to the people in that area, especially with his work with social services. It just fit in really perfectly for him. I do hear there's a parking issue, but I believe that's got to be based on people who own land down there. They're getting a bit ridiculous about what they want from the government for that. So that was just some little sip I heard today. I'll let Darren add anything to it. But we also had a lot of other things. We've got advanced polls. We'll actually go tomorrow. So I presume, I think that includes police officers in that area and other people who can't vote on the day who are working. They all go to vote. So the voting will actually start tomorrow. There's information in the paper about where the voting is, how many voters there are, which I believe there are 6,079 voters. So we'll see how that goes. In case I was in town and he was speaking. So there's some coverage on that today in the paper. He had a lot to say. So it was great to have him in town and hear that great laugh of his. And I think Darren's a bit of a fan of his, but I'll let Darren comment on that one.
Darren, you got any comments?
No, I don't have any comments. I'm just listening for now. I'll wait to get my dad.
Oh, okay.
I'm stirring him up. And then we have two other stories we really want to push. One is, the first one I just kind of want to talk about real quick is fire hazards down at our local landfill. I did not realize or think about this, but it is a huge issue for them. They've lost a lot of equipment, people putting batteries in, and flares. A lot of flares that have been in there, not probably scaring the heck out of people that work there. So it's a story about that. I would encourage people to really follow the rules. They do help you get rid of these batteries. So let's be smart about it. We don't need any other injuries, especially for people working in that field and trying to keep everything clean and beautiful in our island as we hopefully rebuild. And speaking of rebuilding, we're still waiting on the airport. So that is our big story, or one for me that we've been following for a while, as you know, Naughty. We both, Darren and I, are anxiously waiting for the start of this. It was very great to meet people that were part of the Manchester development team. They're ready to get going. We just need the government to sign off on this. You know, we don't know what to hold up. I'm not in that, you know, not my, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not my pay level. It's not my, I'm not in the government, so I don't know. But I hope that Chester Cooper, as he says at all the events he has, that, you know, it is going to happen for 2025. And I really hope it does. I really, you know, I have faith that he's going to get this sorted out, because Miss Carnival is having a, food and beverage meeting on Thursday here in the island for people looking to go and have food and beverage places down at their new Celebration Key. So that's a, you know, something we need people, you know, flying in from Carnival. They're everything, you know, they're going to need people coming back and forth. So we need that airport going. RCL is coming here on Saturday for a looking for employees as well. And then you've got the shipyard with their $600 million development. We're going to need that airport. So for me, it's airport, airport. Oh, yeah, an airport.
Say it again, Sarah.
The airport. It's just what everybody talks about. The airport. We need an airport. It's been too long after Dorian. And I don't want anything huge, but whatever they build is great. I just want a nice conveyor belt. And, you know, I mean, Western Air has done such an amazing job with their facility. So I really would love it to be the same for our island. And I don't know if you heard, but there was a bomb scare at Grand Bahama Airport on Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. I heard about it, but I heard several variations of why it might have been a bomb scare. But anyway, that's a different story for another day.
Yeah, well, I was like...
You said a bomb scare should have been on Thursday, not Friday.
Well, I was hoping they actually would blow up the old building so we could get started with this demolition and get going. If it was going to help, I was like, let's do it. Because they're not the new buildings, the old one. You know, I mean, to me, the old one is great. Let's just build on top of it and keep going. But I'll let Darren speak to that. It is imperative, though. Airport, 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 airport.
How about selling a resort? to go at the airport,
yes,
airport, airport.
The resort. But in order for, you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? Which is it? We need the airport first. And in order to get the hotel, he's on the hotel, or that we need to get Richard Branson there to just take over the whole hotel, give it to him and let him make it do well. He's got the planes, he's got the boats, and he can help them push the airport and get started. You know, I just want to see it succeed. That we need that cornerstone hotel to really take off. We have people that work so hard at Club Fortuna, Pelican Bay, Bell Channel, all these other hotels, and Old Bahama Bay, all these other places around the island. But, you know, we also need a big hotel that brings a lot of resources in. So they are key things. And, you know, they say they're working on Grand Bahama. We need all hands on deck to get it done.
I agree. And I mean, at the end of the day, we've talked about it a lot. And it's a good opportunity to get a lot of things done. Now's the time to put them 2 feet, 1 foot in front of the other, like the song say, you know, 1 foot in front of the other. Yeah, let's go. Let's get it started.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of opportunity. But carpe diem, seize the moment, seize the day. Let's see it. Let's see action. Let's see something that we could touch that's a viable brand and product and Airlift Partners to a quality airport. I mean, let's see that happen.
Absolutely. And we know 2024 is going to be our building year. It's going to be the year of everything being built at Carnival, at the shipyard. And at the same time, we are hoping that means the airport too. And that will be a lot of work for this island. That's construction jobs. That's people coming back to the island, which we really need. And will help us with the rest of everything that we need here. We've got we've got Doctors Hospital coming on board. We've got the right roads. We've got infrastructure. We've got internet. We've got power. And so we're ready. So let's just make these other things connect. So there we go.
Now, the next question, I look at the complex. The complex is good, Sarah. The advanced pole is good. You know, I asked that question regarding Mr. Ingram to Darren. I'll save that for him. The airport, like I said. But honestly, do we feel like this might be momentum? Like, do you feel like there's enough stuff to get the engine going? Or is it just more by-election, Roddy, Roddy, Ray, Ray at the end of the year?
If you're asking me, I obviously think...
I'm asking you on this one, Sarah, because I know you're there when you're there and the pressures and all of that stuff. So you know it is PRBS, and you know it is real legitimate statements. So are we getting some more fluff, or are we getting something that might be tangible?
No, I think the tangible parts are obviously the shipyard, and with the Weller development coming, and with hopefully this airport coming on target, Celebration Key, I think, is going to be really viable for the island as well, because it does bring a lot of opportunities where people aren't going to have to leave the island to go and work, and hopefully they'll bring other people home. I mean, that thing's going to be absolutely huge, and the possibilities are there, but people have to go and take advantage of it. With the opening of what's happening down in West End, you know what? They say that the PM is on the ground every day working, or when he can be, he's there. And that's good. We need him to see what it's like down there. We need them to know what needs to happen down there. And if it calls attention to that West End area and makes it thrive, that would be great. The complex had to open. And if this caused it to open, I'm pleased for the residents of 8 Mile Rock. I know a lot of people who live down there, and it's important for them to have these services, you know. And so if that brings it along, fantastic. I'm hoping this also will be the catalyst for them for the school in that area as well, that Darren and I have talked a lot about as well. And if that's what it takes, that's fine. Because Grand Bahama needs this attention, you know. We need things to rebuild. And I feel the momentum is coming with these great announcements with the shipyard and Weller and with Celebration Key. Let's just keep it going.
Now, my next question with the port, okay? Now, somebody sending this to me, Sarah, and now I need you to break it down, because I'm not on the ground. I'm familiar with the port here and how it's set up. But if I'm not mistaken, for the texter, haven't Bahamians been incorporated business-wise as far as that port goes? As far as being accessible to the port and having their business close by the port, so when the tourists come off, they're in the line of sight?
It's the harbor now where the ships come in.
Correct.
And yes, you can. Yeah, there's businesses there. There's local businesses there as well.
Because the texture is asking if the setup is similar to our new port, or will you all enhance your port to meet those kind of needs where, you know, businesses are impacted directly by the stopover and stay, you know, come off the ship visitors.
Right. No, right now, yeah. No, they are open in that area for local businesses. There's straw markets, there's restaurants, there's stores. This pretty much, I'm going to be honest, the standard stores that are out there for most tourism places that you go to, they are at our Freeport Harbor, because we have the odd cruise ships that come in, and then we have daily, well, every other day we have Margaritaville, and then we have the Bellaria. So that is there. The good news is for that area, there is the rumor that RCL and MSC, I mean, it's out there, it's on the Port Authority's website, that they are going to look to enhance that area because they're going to lose the carnival ships that will now go down to the east end of the island to Celebration Key. But the good news is with those is it's going to absolutely, I think, like quadruple the number of ships that will come in down to the east. Then I believe MSC and RCL will pick up their ships coming into Grand Bahama, but they want that port area to be improved and it needs an overhaul. And that's where we did a story last week, because it's been talked about by both Ian Rule from the Port Authority and Derek Newbold from the Port Authority. And we're just waiting to hear. Now, I hear RCL's been on the ground looking. You know, the sip on the street is there here. So bring it on. Let's do it. You know, and remember, RCL is also a partner with Carnival in the shipyard. So it's, you know, it's good for them. It's good business.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. I think we got a call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Mr. Naughty, how are you, sir?
What's going on, my brother?
I'm right here.
You got a question for Grand Bahama?
Do I have a question for Grand Bahama?
Well, that's my guest today, so I mean, I'm asking if you have a question for Grand Bahama.
This is the representative for Grand Bahama.
Which potential representative?
You said you have a guest from Grand Bahama.
I have two guests. I have Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News, and I have Mr. Darren Cooper.
Yes, sir. There's a concern.
But who am I talking to? You said it's the representative for what?
No, I am not a representative. No, I am not one.
All right, so who am I talking to?
This is one of your listeners.
Okay, so go ahead. What you got for me? You calling from Grand Bahama or you calling from New Providence?
I'm calling from New Providence.
So you have no question for Grand Bahama?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
As we look at our candidate today, and as we choose persons to elect us, please, this is a very difficult question, and let's see how best you can ask. I am one of the belief of the family structure, and I think persons who offer themselves to run should be well-rounded in being with family values. As Mr. Smith accepted the candidacy for Grand Bahama, there was a beautiful lady who wiped his face. The question is this. Is that his wife and family? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, I can't really answer that question because I have no information saying who that person was in the picture. I need to see said photograph, in all honesty. But if I'm looking at the declaration, this candidate has no bank account. How you can live in 2023 going on 2024 with no bank account? Teach me that secret, my brother. Teach me that. Let me go off the grid too. So I can't comment on that. I mean, have any comment on that? You might know anything about the candidate since you're in Grand Bahama. Sir, do we have a presser saying if he's married or not, or how is a significant other, or who the wiper of the brow was?
I don't know. I know of the Kingsley Smith. I don't know him personally to say if he's married or not. And I've seen a picture too with someone that was questionable, but I don't know.
We still got Sarah?
You got me.
So can you help us there, Sarah? Do we get any presses or anything in relation to the candidate regarding?
I haven't seen the picture, and I know Kingsley. And I know, I thought Kingsley was married and he's lovely, great guy. I have a lot of very nice things to say about Kingsley. So, But I know him personally and have for a very long time living on this island, and, you know, good friends with him. And, but, you know, I don't know the picture they're referring to.
Do you know him to be married?
As far as I think he's married. Yeah. I don't actually know. I presume he is. I mean, I could go back on his Facebook page and have a look, but I mean, if he says he is, he is. Kingsley's super. So, you know, I would think that would be a big thing not to say. I don't know. Sorry. I was very surprised by the question. I didn't even think that was something that was coming out there. I'm sorry.
Your texters are not easy. Your texters are not easy today.
I can imagine.
Oh, my goodness. Naughty, you're worrying about that caller. I agree with that caller. I'm all for the family structure. And it seems like our prime minister is all about the family structure. What wife is he on now? Wow. You're really on a roll today, you know. I think it might be, what, his second or his third? I don't know, but I teach his own. It is what it is. If at first you don't succeed, try and try and try again. Boy, look here, Freeport, I'm not even touching this text. I'm not even going there. Urkel will call me instantly. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, man? Are you good, bro?
Yeah, man. Excellent. Let me dispel this myth about Kingsley Smith.
All right. Yeah, you got something for... And go ahead and make a statement. Yes. You got something for Freeport, though, right? Because they're all yesterday.
Kingsley Smith is all man. He has a fiance. She's from Bimini. That's the lady you see in the picture wiping his face. Okay.
Now hold on, my brother. I have no idea. I'm trying to source that picture. But Demetrius, this you now. I know how you go. You stalk out a tree and fall mud, then you're ready for your PLP.
Send me your number and I can send you some pictures.
All right, but you got my number, Demetrius. Now don't play cute. You know how to find me.
Because I deleted it. My phone had gone bad.
Okay, Big Mitch, right. AKA Demetrius. We all
there's
good.
There's a picture with his in the photo investment with him and his son and his fiance. Okay. He's soon about to be married sometime early next year, okay? So this myth that these particular persons are spreading, we know who they are, okay? And they intentionally doing so because they try to discredit the gentleman. And if you check his history, go and check his history, Naughty.
That's why I'm putting it out there for you all to chime in, man.
Pardon me?
That's why I'm putting it out there for the party to chime in.
You can have a conversation with that gentleman himself. He's all man, all right? They need to stop this foolishness.
I'll take your word for it.
Tell that French party that's not going to garner any support for them, okay? They have to go in with a 5-gallon bottle and try to go turn the current
allegedly that's a COI rumor that they're mongering?
Yes. Spreading that myth, okay? That's utter foolishness, okay? That gentleman is a man like myself, and they need to stop it, okay? And I hope he sue one of them for libel sometime soon. Thank you, man.
All right, Mitch. Be safe, man. I mean, you know, Mitch is one of the drop PLP trolls in the trollery. So I think if Mitch got that information, they ready to disseminate that. So I guess that's who the wiper of the brow is. Let's get to the break.
It's fiance.
There you go. Flip side of the break. We'll get to some more questions for Brown Bahama. And Darren, it's all about you. It's your portion now. It's the Ask Darren segment coming up on the flip side of the break. So keep it right where you got it as the Tuesday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising helps too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes. A trip for two to Miami. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Right, we're back at you on the Tuesday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads. And boy, I tell you, Tax Nine's hot today. All right, Darren, real quick, break it down for me right now in a nutshell. You expound on it. I think it'll cover some of the questions. What is the scene right now? What is the climate in West End and Bimini? Because we've seen reports here in New Providence. The whole entourage yesterday, Biden-like motorcade in Grand Bahama and West End, the PM going door-to-door. Obviously, there's much to do in the promotion of that candidate. What's emanating out of there? Because you also have the FNM on the ground, and you have reports coming out that the bishop is being well-received, and you also have the COI on the ground, you know, insisting, you know, despite their sparse rallies and gatherings or whatever that is, that they have momentum. So what's really happening down there?
Well, Nadi, first of all, let me start by the ending part of the question. When you talk about rallies and you talk about motorcades, you really can't judge by that.
Correct.
Especially for a by-election, because you have people from all around Grand Bahama coming to support the party of their choice. So even though the COI may have appeared to have had a big motorcade, and the FNM may have appeared to have a big motorcade, and the PRP may have appeared to have a big motorcade, the reality of it is, there are people from all around Grand Bahama. The question is, can they vote for them in that area? So that's the first thing that really doesn't bother me. The whole excitement on the grounds in Grand Bahama and West End, in the West End district, of course, the PLP is having party every night. Every night there is a party, block party that's going on. Free food, free drinks, all you could eat, all you could drink, baby party going on, which is
wow.
Is the norm of the PLP. They like to have party, and that's what they're having. The entourage of the prime minister, in my view, personally, as I watch his videos and watch the pictures and watch or follow what is going on and what he's doing with his cabinet, clearly they're running scared, and they realize where they're challenged on the ground in West Grand Bahama to come out and to hit door to door. You know, even in Pine Forest with this particular park situation, you know, in my view, I understand very well that it is politics that's being played. But here is the opposition who's playing, in my view, good politics. Okay, they're playing good politics because the people are saying, hey, we want a park. And so what the opposition is doing is saying, okay, well, I'm going to wait until after the election. Let me try and give you this park now. So I'm making a promise to you now without any guarantee that you can vote for me. And at the end of the day, the people will benefit from this park. You see, PLP is a partying, and so what you're doing, going through my mouth and coming through my backside. I wouldn't have the benefit of that in the next 4 to 6 hours. And so, of course, we see where, you know, the PLP is fighting for this seat and they're working extremely hard. The prime minister, who didn't have the time 2 years ago to sit on the blocks, play domino, walk door to door to these constituents, or even make himself available to hear their concerns, now is making himself available to hear the concerns of the people. For me, that's disappointing. That's unacceptable. And clearly, you know, this is the trend of the prime minister that I've come to know. Make plenty promises prior to, because he wants you to give him what he wants. And then after he gets it, he forgets you. That's the prime minister, Philip Brave Davis, that Darren Cooper knew. And I hope that the PLP is listening. You understand? Yeah. That's my comments. I stand by that because I've had several encounters. And clearly he doesn't look back. Doesn't look back to acknowledge thank you. Doesn't look back to hear the concerns of the people. And so, you know, I heard the comments that he is going to give Pine Forest the park. I hope Pine Forest get the park before the election.
But wasn't that the park that the FNM was actually working on and then it was shut down?
Correct. That's the same park that they started cleaning up. They've got as far as cleaning it up.
Because then my next question is, who did such a great job on a highway, what is a little park compared to a highway? You can't shut that together for your beloved PLP and make the people happy and then go that deal with them later because you know you got stroke, you know you got their air.
But, you know, for me, Naughty, when I got wind of it on Friday and Saturday.
Sir, see if you can get me a number for Jimmy because that's my longtime friend. I won't call Jimmy and talk to Jimmy, man. That's my good brethren. Let me see what he's saying.
I'll send you one. I have one. I'll send it to you, Naughty.
Thanks, Darren.
I have one. But the reality of it is, you know, when I listened to the meeting on Saturday, it was this red tape that they didn't have this approval, they didn't have that approval, they didn't have the other approval, they needed this approval, they needed this, that study, da 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 da, all kind of stuff. And in my view, you know, when government wants to do something, government will wait for approval. And some things that I learned on Saturday, I didn't know. And you heard the leader of the opposition, and people make it seem as if, okay, Darren is siding with the FNM. I'm siding for what is best for the people.
No, in all fairness, I've seen you lay waste to everybody who you need to. Whoever you need to slap up, you slap up. So let's put that out there.
The people are saying, look here, this park that is being debated was started under O.B. Wilchcombe in 2003 going into 2004.
So if this one for Obi and it's all about one love and his legacy, finish the park, no long talk. Let's get to the call because we're going to take it over into the 5 o'clock. So there's no rush because this is a good one today. And I got a lot of texts to get to, but let's get to this call. Let's see if they got a question for Grand Bahama. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Just a caller.
Okay, what you got for me today? You got a question for Grand Bahama?
But I just had a question. Maybe I missed something. I heard that the... What was open, the school or the complex?
The complex is opened, and it's named in O.B. Wilchcombe's honor.
Right. So I heard you guys giving the government the accolades and praise, right? But I wonder, explain to the Bahamian public why it took so long.
You got an explanation for it? You have an idea? You got a hunch?
I'm just a civilian. I just put money in the taxpayer in the consolidated fund to have things done. And hopefully it's done and managed properly.
First of all, we said the complex was open. We didn't give anybody kudos for it. We just said it was open.
Okay.
And I find it conveniently open for a by-election, if you really ask me.
But hold on, I'm just asking, right? Like, why? Honestly, I really have that question. Was it explained to the taxpayer, to the people of the Bahamas, why that complex took so long to open? What was the overruns? And how come we were able to open that in a flash because of this by-election?
Darren, go ahead.
Could I answer this to the caller? First of all, I think very, very valid question that you asked. I think it's a question
that
many
valid.
Persons...
Yeah, because I think 10 years is a long time.
Many persons have been asking that very same question. What I could say to you is that the Ministry of Works, who carries the responsibility for inspection and granting occupancy in the government zones, have given this complex an occupancy certificate months ago. So it was not that the building was sitting because of contractors or work being done. The work was finished a long time. Maintenance on this building, maintenance on the yard, has been months being paid for. So again, we knew that the Minister of Grand Bahama, whilst at the agency fair, said that the government complex in the presence of O.B. Wilchcombe, January of 2023,
We now in November. Because we believe and we understand that this complex only opened because the government now wants to give the people of the Western District, where this complex is sitting smack dab in the middle, that we are doing something for you.
I'm asking that question. How long was it sitting there now?
Since the commitment of being open?
How
10 months.
Many years?
Oh, this building has been around, being worked on.
Since 2016.
2016, correct.
And we're not
but again,
allowed?
Under the,
in,
under
in
the,
2016, they signed a government contract.
Hold on.
And under the previous administration, it no,
the Bahamian people, right, that pay taxes, right, daily, right, we need to, we really need better accountability and managing of our funds, you know. And we the people need to stop this glossing and gliding over because of a participant. Right?
Call
but
up.
I think it's,
I'll send you
it's
some, I'll send you something that's
it's
also
an insult,
shocking.
Right? With all of the you know, all of the technician the technical people we have and all of that, that we would have a facility not only sitting there, hold on now. Not only the lights on and all of this, and we are not talking about that. You're talking about, well, yes, and, you know, it's being nice, you know, we're glad it's been named after, and that's my cousin. Yes, I'm glad. Hello. Why did anybody explain to the Bahamian people and apologize for wasting our money?
Paula, I'll say this thing to you that may also be shocking too. Whilst we're talking about the building sitting for a period of time, I think one of the conversations and questions we need to ask the government is, what's the deal behind this complex? Because this is not a government-built complex. Let the record reflect that. This is a private partner complex that was built by private investors. And so what are we paying monthly, or what is our commitment for the payback on this new government building? It wasn't built from the taxpayers' money. It's going to be paid back from the taxpayers' money. That's a question we need to ask.
All right, caller, we got to get to the news, but I appreciate it. That was a really good call. We'll get to the news, flip side of the break. We'll continue it into the 5 o'clock hour for a bit and wrap things up with Grand Bahama, Sarah Kirkby, and Darren Cooper right after the break. That's the Tuesday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads. Continues right after this. Caller, call me right back after the news.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads, wrapping things up with Grand Bahama. Darren, I you want to wrap up that thought you had right before the break, or we can move on to the caller? Because I got a couple of texts as well.
On.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. All right, let's go to the text lines. Hey, Naughty, which one would Chester get, the hotel or the airport? Is Sarah still open? Chester will come through.
I'm hoping all the time. I got to be hopeful. You got to hope.
Well, Naughty,
as
relates to the government, clearly we're looking now, and Sarah probably didn't talk. I don't know if she mentioned it. The pop club opened up a few days ago on the hotel property, and is being what it appears that the government now is trying to renovate those places and open them up themselves. I don't think that there's no interested buyers on this table for this property, because the kind of energy and efforts that the government is putting into this to get this property, certain parts of the property open, if they're a buyer, they've been leaving it up to them.
Wow. I you know how I feel on the airport and the hotel. Don't send me pictures of groundbreaking. I with you. I want to see heads and beds. I won't go down and stay there myself. I won't touch it. I won't feel it. Because for far too long, it's been the talk. So let's see. Go ahead,
Sarah. The problem I have is that, you know, I know they want to sell the hotel, and I know the previous government and this government obviously wants to look like they're going to sell this property for a profit and they're going to do well from it. I think, unfortunately, we just need to realize this property just needs to get sold to the right person who is going to make it prosper. It is one of the most beautiful beaches in Grand Bahama. It sits on just this fantastic piece of property. You have the shopping area right next to it. It's just a great spot. And someone just needs to buy it. And I would like to think that they're not trying to save face here and sell it for this great profit. I don't think that can happen at this point. You know, unfortunately, Hudson Whampoa did not take the responsibility of fixing it back up, and they did not make it.
Right now, we need to get
well.
The best deal possible and make it happen.
Right. Exactly.
All right. We got a couple
and
of...
I would hope people would just let them do that because it just has to be done no matter which government it is. You have to look out for the best of the island at this point.
All right, we got two calls. Let's try and get them out of the way real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nani. I was the person that, that called before you went to break.
Well, thanks for calling back. Appreciate it. Go ahead. What you got for Freeport?
Yeah, no. I was born in West End. I grew up in 8 Mark, went to 8 Mark High School. I live in Nassau right now, but I visit home often. And to me, short of running myself and fixing my community, I don't know what it's going to take for persons to want more for that community down there, right? These people, even the ones who are running, they live in that community, right? The community has gone down, down, down. The economy is just dead. You understand? You're telling me that nobody has ideas on how to get this economy going, and then I'm insulted that you have a huge, beautiful complex like that with all the poor, the poverty around it, people's homes because of the hurricanes that have not been fixed. And you're telling me, like a snap like that, because of the by-election and wanting to impress the populace there, the citizenry there, to vote, I'm insulted. And I don't think anyone is even, that is not the news of the day. That should be, because that's not how, to me, right? This is my opinion. We should be operating in this day and age. We should require more. And we should stop this party thing because it's all of our taxpayers' money, right? And it's being wasted unnecessarily. And I feel offended. And I don't think people are bigging that up enough.
Well, before you do leave, Nori, could I add, the building is just announced open, but as I took the opportunity to visit, you have, for instance, the passport office, still not, it's open, but it's not functioning. They have no computers. So a lot of those offices that
I'm
were
not
open,
Mr. Cooper,
they were open, they were
name.
Open,
why
they were more
not?
Staged.
If you could have the whole cabinet down there, using our government vehicles and visiting this one and that one, you telling me you can't cut the traveling budget of $86 million in half and say, listen, this community down here need help. We can zoom some meetings. You know,
correct.
Come on, man.
Correct. I agree with you.
You're 100% right, Carla.
It was just a show yesterday. It was not really, because you have today,
well,
what you had today was,
the Haitian people, you're not tired of
the
show?
Cannot,
let's get some action going, because people are actually hurt, you know. I mean, people can see that the community, only Freeport really doing something up down there, right? Them other communities, people are hurting. They need encouragement, not the slick talk, not the charisma. They need actual, sincere thought about what do we need to get not only the community in 8 Mile and West End, but around the archipelago, get it going. Our family island.
All right, I'll let Darren and Sarah answer. Good call. I appreciate you calling back, and we'll get to the next call in a minute. Anything you want to add to that, Darren and Sarah?
I feel the passion. I feel it was complex. I do know that this complex needed to open a long time, and so I'm not going to be that one to say, oh, why now it's open. I do know, and I do feel that it is a political move for the by-election. To give people false impression. I think the public needs to be very much aware and that a lot of those offices that is going to be housed in this building are unable to work at this time, because I do know that there is air conditioning problems. That's
infrastructural issues
right now. I wouldn't say infrastructure, but there is, I think the AC has some malfunction. And so when I was there today doing my routine spec, the AC companies were there trying to get this, I guess, this particular unit that runs almost the whole building. And so, the building is nice. It's a breath of fresh air
for a lot of these government agencies and a lot of these government offices. But it's not fully ready to have and to house and to entertain customers the way that it was designed.
Sound like a lot of buck up go to me.
Our furniture that they bought from different governments, for instance, the Department of Labor brought office furniture out of one of their offices. Road Traffic brought some of their furniture out of their office. And the list goes on. Some offices that they didn't show because they don't have any furniture at this time to bring.
At least they didn't spend $60 million on a mirror. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, C. Allen Johnson. Hi, Naughty.
Hey, C. Allen, you got to make it quick, my brother.
Just make it quick. Just consider that when you open that, suppose you open that office, it also sucks away from the current occupancy from the government is renting. So there has to be some growth in the economy rather than, like Darren said, a lateral move. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves for Grand Bahama, I understand that cause here. The problem is not government, it's government's contingency. There's some fundamental issues as well, which has a greater impact on Grand Bahama. But I'll just quickly look at the hotel. 1,271 rooms. You know, 500 of them are never going to open because it should be demoed at best. And my question is, if 1,271 rooms opens up, how will that revolutionize or change the Grand Bahama economy? Then is 1,200 people even per day coming into the hotel through the airport is a sufficient income to sustain a hotel for $150 million. The numbers does not add up. So we need more than some opening of an airport and opening of 1,271 rooms. We need revolutionary change that requires 21st century thinkers. And I'd say to you, a Grand Bahama Economic Council, as I discussed with the FNM candidate, working in conjunction with individuals that he has the ability to pull together, can change and at least begin the revolution even before the election, to moving through educating Bahamians on Grand Bahama and otherwise how to use the new tools of the 21st century to bypass the legacy or the laggard of governance. Thank you so much.
All right, C. Allen, good stuff, man. I appreciate you. Let's get to the other call, and then we'll let Sarah and Darren wrap up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's up, man? It's St. Petersburg.
Hey, St. Pete, what's good, man? We're dealing with Freeport, so make it quick for me today, bro.
Sure. Hey, I want to tell that lady, her last name is Kirkley, right?
Kirkby.
Yeah, that's my first name. That's my first name. Her last name is my first name. Hey, I got that name because my mom used to work for an Englishman back in the early 60s, and she fell in love with that name, Kirkley, and that's how I get my name.
So you name after Sarah Daddy and mothers?
Yes, that's my name.
Unfortunately, no, that's not how I got that name, but thank you very much. No. But it's a lovely name.
Yeah, but
I wish I was, someone called me Kirby all the time.
I check up the history of my name. That's in a town in England, I think it's the south end of England on the coast.
I think you might be right. Yes.
Listen to you, boy. Listen to you. You know your stuff.
I'm royalty, man. That's original town, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you should go back and check out your roots. You might have some land there.
My daddy was mad at my mama because she wanted to name me after him. I mean, my mom said, no, I love that name. If I ever had a boy, I'm going to name him Kirkley.
Anyway, we can leave that just like that, St. Pete. Be safe, man. Call me tomorrow. All right. Well, guys, I appreciate you chiming in today and being so candid, but like I said, boy, Don, much, boy, I don't know, but I hope this wasn't another photo op with that government complex, man. I hope to see weeks after this by-election that gets laid out and properly set up the way it should be. We still got Don and Sarah. We lost them.
Sorry, Nadi. I do believe that in the days and months to come, now that the government complex is open and our offices have been designated to different government agencies, I believe that those agencies will do what they need to do to get their office functioning. That's not a question about that. It's a breath of fresh air to have the complex open. It's been sitting long enough, beautiful as ever. I believe well built with some minor infractions, which I believe they'll work on. I think we can now look forward to court returning back to the Western District because all of the matters have gone to Freeport. And so now they have, I saw pictures of the quarters, I've not been able to see the inside, but it's a beautiful, beautiful pictures that I've seen. I've been trying my best to get some information from Royal Bahamas Police Force as relates to their office facility. I was told that
some of the front picture was not all the best, but they had to use them to get it open. However, it's open. It's a better working environment and all that other stuff. As relates to the by-election, I'll go on the limb now, Naughty, and telling the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini, the Progressive Liberal Party is doing what they've always done, and that is making you plenty promises because they want your vote. They are not a party of deliverance. I've experienced it. I've witnessed it. And so woe onto them. If the prime minister is serious about the park, all he has to do is say go and the work can start. Don't let him tell you after the election, because that determines if you vote for them. Go and demand that they do it now. And if they don't do it now, they're not serious, because you will be out of sight after the 22nd. You will not have police entourage. You will not have that big contingent of cabinet in your constituency. They will not come back through the mud, and they will not come back through your community. They will be gone like the wind, and the sun will be out. And so at the end of the day, make the right and wise decision. I can't tell you who to vote for, but I can tell you one thing. The PLP has done what they've done before they win. They're doing it now, making promises that they do not commit. The Prime Minister, you know, I was jotting down today. And let me say this to you, Naughty Wilds are here. From March of 2016, business owners in Grand Bahama has been requesting a meeting with the Prime Minister from March of 2022. Okay? And many letters have been sent to Miriam Emanuel. Many letters have been forwarded up, and letters not just by myself, but many business owners. And I've jotted down some 6 requests for a meeting with the Prime Minister for business owners in Grand Bahama. You think he care about us? You think he care about us? I find it hard to believe, because if he did, he would have fined you. Even when I spoke to Clint Watson, he said, oh, I don't think the Prime Minister is interested in that conversation. So they don't care about us. And they will make all the promises they want to make because of action. Take what they got to offer and vote against them. That's my 50 cents.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you chiming in as always, Darren and Sarah. I appreciate you guys. Great stuff today. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. If anything pop up down there, let me know. Keep me posted.
We will not. And thank you for supporting Grand Bahama. We appreciate it.
As always, man.
50,000%.
I'm trying to retire there one day, you know. I got to make sure I'm good when I get there. All right.
We're trying to clean it up so it's ready for you.
Just make sure I can get my hands on that old Joker's Wild property. I'll take it from there, man.
You got it.
All right. Y'all be safe. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Darren.
Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building. And great stuff, everybody who chimed in, texted in, and called in good stuff. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be talking sports. Don't touch it.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
At Kalina, we want to be a part of your journey, dreams and goals with us. Whether you're getting married, planning for that new home, switching careers, counting down to retirement, or simply wanting more confidence for life, we are here to listen. Let's plan for tomorrow today. No pressure, just a chat between friends. Visit Kalina.com and connect with an agent today. We are waiting to hear your story.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, not any company, right up until 6 p.m. Pearly in the building. We got Pearly chimed in. Pearly, what's going on, my brother?
In the house.
Boy, we had a hot one today, boy. Things hot, boy, in Grand Bahama, boy.
That was good, you know. That was good stuff. That young lady, she was right on point.
Yeah, very much so. And I got a lot of texters that agreed with that sentiment. And you know.
Yep.
You could hear the sentiment from Grand Bahama seems to be the same, man. It seems to be.
You'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something afoot there. I don't know.
You'll see in a week and a day. Naughty, you know, I give you a lot of crap about spinning and a lot of crap about your conspiracy theory stuff and your little attitude with certain players. But after last night, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you in everything you have to say about Josh Allen. Everything.
Can you just give me the fact that I was the lone wolf to call the Denver Broncos to win that game?
Yes, I did. But I 20 didn't say my heart.
No. I don't mean you. I mean the 20 other, the 19 others that I'm with in that Guardian pick column.
Yes,
19 men with the Bears. The only one lone wolf. Oh, the lone part cake. The naughty one.
I see that.
Sean Payton, like Andy Reid, if you give him 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent, he's monster, and he's money off the buy.
But not only that, I actually see an improvement. The offensive line is crap. They need to fix that.
But no, the defense gets plays done. The secondary is the linebackers hold up the middle.
The defense is solid.
If they could get some more pressure there and Russell Wilson could get some more mojo going, Denver could be an ugly, grimy team that nobody wants to see in the first round of the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to advance, but I think Peyton will have them playing better and better.
Embarrass some people. They are going to embarrass them.
And the Raiders behind Antonio Pierce, too, are playing a different brand of football.
Yeah.
And it's safe to say that San Diego is a immensely talented team. Their head coach is garbage. Got to go. Kellen Moore, they should give Kellen Moore, former offensive coordinator in Dallas, the reins for the last 6-7 weeks of the season and see what he can get done.
We'll see. Maybe.
They're horrible. They're horrible, Pearly. They let me down. I thought I had a lot of high hopes for the Chargers this year. I really thought they made the right additions on defense. They tried to add to it. None of it's worked. They don't look
They have some injuries? Didn't they have some injuries?
Nothing that catastrophic.
Okay.
No season enders, you know. Derwin James can't stay healthy, but he ain't out for the year, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know, eh?
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 90.
Yes, Mr. Prudy. I mean, Mr. Naughty.
Yes, sir.
Now, a few weeks ago, myself and your sidekick, you remember
my co-host.
Reading on Brooke Prudy, right?
Right.
It was, and I said I think he is in the top five. You disagree. After watching the game on Sunday.
No. Timeout caller. With all due respect, and the most due respect when I say this, where in God's earth were you the last 3 weeks when the 49ers was going 0-3 and Purdy was stinking up the joint? Don't call me after a good game after three losses. Now, come on now. Let's be objective and keep it 100.
All right. That's Purdy, right?
Hold on. Go ahead, Purdy.
You ain't trying to put Purdy in the top five by no chance.
Sometimes you have to play the role of a politician, you know. You have to be a hypocrite, you know.
Right, and sometimes, like with politicians, I call BS when I hear it.
You agree with that?
I agree with that.
I did duck you in the last street, but how he looked by redeeming himself on Sunday.
All right. Now, I know this was coming up today, right, to our caller? And I know he redeemed himself. All right, he did. Now, the big key to him redeeming himself is Trent Williams on the offensive line.
And then Debo Samuel,
because the offense clearly runs through Debo like the offense runs through Kelce in Kansas City. That's just how it is.
So where would you rate him now? I'm going to tell you now.
Maybe 12 or 13.
I'm going to tell you now. He is a great system quarterback. He is not elite. He got to show me that he's elite. If you're going to put all the quarterbacks through the rigors of hell and all kind of tests and hurdles to jump over to be considered elite, then Purdy got to go through that same thing. I will say right now, though, he is a great system quarterback for Daddy. He has a system. He runs it. And Purdy fits well in his system. Purdy reminds me of Jeff Garcia for the 49ers. Great system quarterback, win you a division, get you to the playoffs, can't get you to the Super Bowl like Montana and Steve Young because they were elite and Garcia wasn't. And I'll tell you now, where do I rank Purdy? All right, I'll tell you where I rank Purdy right now. And I'm just going to let the numbers. I'm going to let the numbers tell you where I rank Purdy. All right? I will rank Purdy number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Because according to the stats, he has 2,000. All right, he has 2,329 passing yards, 9.3 yards an attempt, 172 completions out of 250 attempts for a 68.8 completion percentage, 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and a 109.9 quarterback rating. But he trails the likes of Kirk Cousins, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, Josh Allen, Tua Tagovailoa, C.J. Stroud, and Sam Howell. Because number 1 is Sam Howell, number 2 is C.J. Stroud, number 3 is Tua, number 4 is Josh Allen, even after last night.
Go slow again. Number 1 is who?
Sam Howell of the Washington Redskins.
Number 1 quarterback?
If you go on the passing yards and statistics, yes, he is.
So where's Patrick?
Mahomes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's number 6, according to the stats. Behind Goff, Allen.
So where's Tua?
Tua is number 3.
You say Patrick is number what?
Number 6. Dak is number 7. Herbert is number 8. Hurts is number 9.
No.
Cousins
Carla.
Is number 10.
Carla, this is strictly by the statistics.
Now.
Hold on, Carla. This is strictly on the... It's not based on anything who's the better quarterback. He's just basing straight on statistics.
On statistics.
That's what's going on.
Now, if you want me to go ahead based on record, then I got to put him in the bunch with Tua, who's 6-3, Goff, who's 7-2, Mahomes, who's 7-2, Prescott, who's 6-3, and Hurts, who's 8-1. That's who I put him with as far as winning. But if you want me to make a comparison between two young quarterbacks, Purdy is a great system quarterback. C.J. Stroud of the Houston Texans is an elite quarterback already.
Yes.
You can see the difference.
I'll let someone challenge you.
I don't know if I agree with that. That's fine. Where would you put Purdy, though?
Huh?
Where would you put Purdy? Take off your 49er hat.
I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. You know, I just told you I could be like a politician that could play the role of a...
But I can ask you. You could tell me. I don't mind if you lie because they lie too. So
I still misspeak if you want. I still believe that he is in the top 10.
Oh, I would put him in the top 10 for sure.
Okay.
I'm just not saying the top 5.
Okay.
I could bump him up from 11 over 1 or 2 into the top 10.
I know he's still in the rookie stage, but boy, I just like his game. And so, you know, I just like to watch him, you know, and him and Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, I'm a Dolphin. I'm really a Dolphin. But I just like his game.
True Dolphins don't like no 49ers. I let you know that piece.
No. I agree, but I just like Prudy game. I just like his game. I like his game.
Right.
He reminds me so much of Tom Brady. You see,
I really don't see anything special to his game.
No, I don't see him. He don't remind me of Tom Brady. No, sir.
Okay.
Oh no.
But I'll tell you, he can move up in the top 10. Now, the question is, you know, do I have on my mic giving you a load of crap? You got to figure that one out.
Okay.
Take it easy, man. Enjoy your games this weekend.
Man,
be safe. I think Purdy is a good system quarterback there, Purdy, but I don't think he's elite. I can't brand him elite yet.
Listen, elite is like, you know, say what you want to say about Russell Wilson. You watch Russell Wilson last night make some plays.
Buddy?
That's the kind of player, that's the quarterback when Chip Sedan can pull. Purdy can't do it. Purdy has to stick within the system. You go left, you go right, you do your progressions, you hit Debo. You do this, you hit Kittle. But he's not able to improvise like a Mahomes, like a Russell Wilson and others.
Boy, I think Russell pulled the page back out of the old Russell Wilson book yesterday. Though,
oh, he actually looked like he's getting better. And I think at some point people may not want to play Denver going forward because they could do some things to hurt some people's feelings.
Yeah, Denver may not make it to the playoffs, but Denver may ugly it up for some people for sure.
They ain't going to make it to the playoffs, but I think they can ugly it up. They can play some things tough. They can break down some things for the next team next week. You can see some of that.
Well, we got a good one today for you on the way home today, Pearly, because you know, and I know you're going to be kind of ecstatic about this, but I think it's official to say, and we'll get to the caller in a second, barring catastrophic injury, the Miami Dolphins are going to be your AFC East champions.
We got a good chance.
Saw what I saw last night, my brother.
Yeah, that's what I say. We got a good chance. And then Achan is back this week, which I'm excited about. We're starting to get healthy. And you're going to start to see a much better Dolphins team. You're going to start seeing some things. I'm just concerned that when Herb gets back, the offensive lineman, and I think Robert Jones needs to come back as well. But we're getting there. I'm quite comfortable. The same team that people are making fun of can beat some above 500 teams.
Listen, I'm not worried about it. You got to play who's in front of you, my brother, and keep playing. And whatever you play, try to get that win. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Okay, Mike. I'm just talking about 30.
Yeah, man. Who's this?
Travis from Freeport, man.
Hey, what's going on, Freeport?
First time caller.
Well, glad you called. Don't make it the first and don't make it the last.
Yes, I listen all the time, Bob. But listen to this, Bob.
Appreciate you. What you got for me on Purdy?
The 49ers was missing their best offensive weapon.
It's time out. The first name I called was who? Trent Williams. Now, don't get on me. The first thing I said was Trent Williams on the line, then Debo Samuels, because their offense runs through Debo.
Exactly. The biggest, the best offensive lineman in the league and the best offensive player in the league.
Now, I know about the best offensive player in the league, but for that San Francisco 49ers, he's the catalyst for that offense. It goes through Debo like Kansas City goes through Kelsey.
The same way when Kansas City lost Kelsey for one or two games, what happened to Patrick Mahomes?
Exactly. It's sputtered.
All right.
But Purdy, no, hold on. But we still can't put Purdy in the same conversation as Mahomes. Now,
I think he's developing, man. He may be developing,
but guess what? Every hurdle that the league has put quarterbacks to go through to get to that elite status, Purdy got to go through all of them. He got to check off all the boxes. And like I keep saying, he's a great system quarterback for Shanahan, but there's a reason why he is Mr. Irrelevant. If he was elite, missing that offensive lineman, missing Debo, I've seen some other elite quarterbacks step up and get it done.
McCaffrey was out as well.
All right?
Yeah, McCaffrey was out as well.
So you got to look at all of that, but at the same time, he is a system quarterback. He got to prove it to me. And I'm saying that with all due respect, watching a lot of good ones over my time.
Yeah, what do you think about the quarterback for the Colts?
I'll give you a second. Richardson, I think, has potential moving forward, but he's got to come off that shoulder injury. He was off to a good start in their offense, what they were trying to run. He's a dual threat, throwing and running. From a fantasy standpoint, he was great early on, whoever had him. I know a lot of people miss him, but at the end of the day, I think he's a good one to look forward to in the future.
Oh,
but
yeah, and that little quarterback, Minshew, man, he playing, he lights off,
they,
man.
They playing well, but if you want to talk about a young, elite quarterback right now, C.J. Stroud, Houston Texans.
I scared of Stroud, boy.
He is elite right now.
That's a
different breed of a quarterback right there.
Stroud has made Houston a playoff contender, and Stroud has made himself a MVP contender.
Exactly. I agree with that.
You're going to see some good things. And the thing about Houston is they're a young team. They got some some drafts to come up.
They
could be a good team.
The Colts are ahead of schedule, and listen, I think that that with like you say, with another draft, good draft or two, and the right free agent signings, spend their money wisely, they could be instantly be a serious contender for that division for years to come.
Exactly.
Because they're young and talented all the way around. And they got some good pieces on defense and good pieces on offense. The key to that Colts offense, too, is your running back, Taylor.
That defense solid, man. That defense solid.
Again, you add some pieces to the defense, get one or two more hogs on that offensive line to really open up Taylor. You guys are good because he'll protect that young quarterback for years to come. And Pittman is a good piece down the field. So you got things in place.
I think
Donovan guy. I don't think he's going to go over the top.
No. He's a good possession wide receiver.
He made a heck of a catch on the weekend against New England to get a third down conversion, third and 13, laid right out for it. Very impressed by him.
Very impressive wide receivers.
All right, Freeport, but no problem, man. Remember, it's toll-free, 242-300-5720. We on every day. Call us, man. No worries.
All right, buddy.
All right, be safe. Bless. All right, Purdy, we got to get to some picks because we got Cowherd taking us home today. And Cowherd's breaking it down. He's breaking down the Broncos scenario. And Ken Dorsey fired. Former UM quarterback, gone.
I don't know why they're firing him.
Scapegoat. Nobody wants to have that conversation. And we can have it in depth tomorrow. Josh Allen is a fraud. Josh Allen is made by the media.
The conversation has started all over ESPN. Last night you started to hear it in the conversation. All Shanahan and Ace, they were all questioning him and starting to say, is he,
And notice how fast they switch in the narrative to Stroud and Dak, and all of a sudden now these guys are good quarterbacks. Now we have to really look at them. They've been playing the same way all along.
Let's get our picks, son. Let's get our picks. Tonight is the in-season tournament games.
Oh, God. Who we got? Who you like? We'll do just specifically in-season tournament tonight, just for you, Pearly. Who you got?
The Lakers. The Grizzlies are the Lakers. I like the Lakers.
Yeah, I like the Lakers, too, with no Ja Morant, no Stephen Adams, no nobody, of course. They bet. But guess what? In true Lakerdom, they would play with Puppy and let them lick their mouth tonight. Watch. They better get it done.
Sixers hosting the Pacers. I like the Sixers tonight.
Uh-huh. I got the Hawks and the Pistons. I like the Hawks in that one.
The Heat at the Hornets. I like the Heat.
I like the Heat, too. The Magic and the Nets. I like the Nets at home. They've been playing good ball, Pearly.
I like the Spurs to upset the Thunder tonight.
No, sir. Chet, I got drunk in Banana's cab in the Bahamas before the draft. Holmgren is going to get it done tonight. And I had Chubb's
the Mavericks over the Pelicans tonight.
I had Chubb's bust up on Jack Daniels, too. I like the Mavericks over the Pelicans, too. They got a lot of injuries. I like the Jazz over the Blazers against two teams that suck. The Nuggets I like over the Clippers for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, depending on who's in the lineup for the Timberwolves, Timberwolves and Grizzlies and Warriors is a great game tonight, Pearly, at 10 o'clock.
But Curry out.
Oh, give me the Timberwolves by 3 then.
All right.
And the Lakers? Lakers should get it done, man.
I take the points of the Lakers, and the Lakers are beating them by double.
Hey, that Zach LaVine rumor is heating up. I'm saying if we're going to give up D'Angelo Russell and possibly Richie Hachimura, then Alex Caruso needs to be in that package. Send Caruso back home.
I heard that part of the conversation. I heard that as part of the conversation.
That need to be part of the conversation.
Yeah. We said go.
All right. Well, guess what? We got to get to the break, and then Colin Cowherd taking us home. So, Pearly, I appreciate you. You went on Thursday. You got any guests on Thursday? I know you got flag football on Thursday. You got anybody lined up for the 4 o'clock hour for Thursday?
I'm sure, I might. We'll see.
I think you should, man. People's like, let Pearly pick up the conversation on Thursday.
That's not a bad idea. I don't mind that.
There you go. So we'll work it out. We'll discuss off air and figure it out, man. But you're doing a great job on Thursday, and I appreciate you as always, my brother.
Just so you know, my baby won again today, right? 109-79. Just wanted to put that out there.
What do you mean? College basketball?
Yeah, man, LSU.
Angel. Hey, buddy. Guess who got us courtside seats for the whole Battle for Atlantis, men and women? This guy. You know I got you, Pearly. And you could do the exclusive coverage of the women's tournament. How about that?
Sounds like a plan to me.
And you could ask your question if you want. I don't care.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Yeah, no problem.
Freddie. Be safe.
All right, brother. Take time.
We'll see y'all tomorrow. Good stuff. Same way. And everybody who chimed in, good stuff today. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Keep it right where you got it. Colin Coward taking us home.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Fidelity can on this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account, and you could win. Try our call them now, yeah? 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation. There's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money. Guaranteed with DIC.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bills have fired their offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey. They'll move Joe Brady up. Now, is it a scapegoat move? Maybe. But it wasn't working. So scapegoat or not, it wasn't working. And I've always had this theory that any great otherworldly talent, like Kobe Bryant, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, needs a stronger coach, a guiding light, a mentor. I mean, Tiger, the stronger the coach, the better the golfer, less trouble he got in. You need a guiding light. Tom Brady is the GOAT, but Tom Brady was kept in check by his own limitations. He never, like, veered into ad-libbing and uncoachable or difficult to coach or undisciplined. Tom knew what he was. All athletes do. And Tom knew what he wasn't. But when you get a Lamar Jackson or a Josh Allen that can win games with just otherworldly talent, they will bulldoze coaches. You have to have the strongest coaches. Mahomes couldn't even win in college. He wins Super Bowls in the NFL. Because in college, his coach just let him be great. But even great goes sideways. So freakish talent has limitations. So the stronger the talent, the stronger the coach needed. And right now, Buffalo needed to make a move. By the way, high school, college, and pro. Give me the 3 years Josh Allen at his best. 2-3 years. Brian Daboll, his strongest offensive coach. Ken Dorsey wasn't working. So Josh Allen, listen, I'm going to bake in some turnovers. Lamar Jackson, his style, he's going to occasionally fumble. You bake a few in a year. Too many this year, though. Josh Allen, he's going to throw picks. Brett Favre, Joe Namath, big arms. They throw picks. I'm okay with it. But last night, Denver didn't win. Buffalo lost that game. 12 men on the field, the interceptions, the fumbles, the drop passes. Buffalo lost the game. And Bill Belichick said this for years. You lose a lot more games than you win. And Buffalo lost it. But I would say this. When you get these crazy talents, Brett Favre was an all-time talent. Mike Holmgren reeled in this wild Southern kid, reeled him in. Andy Reid couldn't win in college. Wild Texas talent. Andy Reid pulls him in. And I think Lamar Jackson's needed that, and I think Josh Allen needs that. Somebody that's so gifted, they simply bulldozed. Kobe Bryant bulldozed weak coaching. Kobe Bryant needed. He and Shaq, forget Shaq. He was difficult. Shaq couldn't control him. Phil Jackson could control him. Phil Jackson went to Michael Jordan one time. And that's why people forget this about the young Michael that didn't win the titles. Phil Jackson's like, you want to win scoring titles or rings? You want to win trophies? You got to trust teammates. Michael Jordan needed Dean Smith. Yes, he needed Phil Jackson. Otherwise, Michael would just bulldoze a guy and get his 60 points. So, I mean, even great pilots need air traffic controllers or there's chaos. They're flying blind. And this morning, the Colts, the Bills, and the Raiders are all 5-5. So you can say it's a scapegoat, and I'm sure somebody's got to take the fall for this, but backup quarterbacks have the same record as Josh Allen in a quarterback league. Somebody, and I'm not blaming Ken Dorsey for 12 men on the field. That's on the head coach. Somebody takes the fall, it's Ken Dorsey. But again, in fairness, I don't think Ken Dorsey's a bad coach. But when you're dealing with all-time stuff, it can be Tiger, MJ, Kobe, Mahomes, Lamar, Josh, when people that just have talent nobody else does, you need a really strong North Star mentor, guiding life, swing coach, whatever it is. Hopefully, eventually, Brady works better than Ken Dorsey. Okay, let's talk Denver for a second. Sean Payton's number one job when he took over Denver, beyond just winning games, was fixing Russell Wilson. Whatever you think of Russell Wilson, he's done that. Took a while. Took 7-8 games. He's done that. Russell Wilson right now is number 2 in the NFL. TD to interception ratio. Number 4 in passer rating. He's moving well. He's lateraling. He's making plays. That pass to Cortland Sutton was the number 1 play in the league this year. The most improbable completion of the year, according to next-gen stats. Well, now he gives you about 1 every 2 weeks. But Russell Wilson is back. I'm not saying top 4 back. I'm not saying top 6 back. The O-line's not good enough to give him great time. When they did last night, he hit Jerry Jeudy for 19 yards. But this was the number one job. Where Colin was right. Russell wasn't washed. He may not be what he was. It feels like I'm getting about 80%, 75 to 80% of Seattle in his prime. But he needed a competent head coach. I'm getting about 80%. I am, though, now getting a playmaker. The laterals. I am getting the occasional brilliant throw to Cortland Sutton. Didn't have to be 50 yards, but it was brilliant. I'm getting that back. So, and overall, what you're watching with Denver is what you're not seeing with Buffalo. What you're watching with Denver is a really well-coached team. Sean Payton took over a defense that was underperforming. He got rid of some old guys, played younger guys, pretty darn good. Beating Chiefs, Bills back-to-back, creating turnovers. He had a quarterback that looked completely washed, whose contract hadn't started. He's not washed. Right now, Russell Wilson is playing relative to what he has left in the tank, which is, I think, about 80% of it. Not quite as twitchy. Doesn't feel to me, maybe I'm wrong, the stats tell you it's 100 passer rating, right? It doesn't feel quite as twitchy, quite as electric. But I got like 5 laterals. He was good on third down. He had one great throw. When he got protection, he hit Jerry Jeudy semi-deep. I'm getting mostly what is available. So, and remember, Denver does not have a star receiver. They don't. Cortland for a 5th-round pick. They don't have a star tight end. They don't have a star on the offensive line. I like Javonte Williams a lot. He's not Breece Hall. He's not a star running back. He's a good running back. I like him a lot. But they don't have a star on that offense. That star right now is their coach. And sometimes that is a star. For a long time in Andy Reid's career, he was the star of the offense. until he got Mahomes, and now Mahomes is the star of the offense. But it took about 4 to 5 weeks to get it right. You know, I didn't grow up with the internet. So it used to be that you could buy a company or start a company or coach a team, and you were given a year. Not anymore. By week two, fire. Peyton's overrated. Peyton stinks. Everybody on the internet hates everybody. What Sean Payton's doing is real coaching. He had a job. And beyond wins, we got to get Russell Wilson right. We got to get him good enough so if we move off him, you could get a pick. Right now, Russell Wilson's not a top five quarterback, but go look at the numbers. Completion percentage, touchdown to interception rate, fourth NFL passer rating. I'm sorry, right now he's playing like a top 10 guy. You're not making the mistakes of Josh Allen. He's not fumbling like Lamar Jackson. You're not losing your games. Never. I'm not sure if he's the solution to ever win the division, but this was job one. That is coaching. And I know, Sean Payton's overrated. Josh Allen's overrated. Justin Herbert's overrated. Belichick's overrated. Everybody in the world not named Tom Brady and Mahomes is overrated. Yeah, I get it. It's the internet. You're all magicians. But that was the job. Sean Payton's done it. And what you're seeing in Buffalo is a lack of elite coaching. And what you're seeing in Denver, again, relative to what you have offensively and in this roster, one superstar player, a corner, this is good coaching.